Asbestos, a known carcinogen, were widely used for heat, noise, fire, or electrical resistance in buildings before the 1980s. When inhaled, asbestos fibers can remain in the body for many years and may cause lung cancer, mesothelioma, and asbestosis. Some common examples of asbestos-containing materials are insulation and fireproofing materials for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, acoustic plasters on ceiling and wall, building materials such as corrugated asbestos cement sheets and final floor tiles. Intact and undisturbed asbestos materials generally do not pose a health hazard. Where alteration and demolition is required, the owner must engage a registered asbestos consultant to conduct an asbestos investigation and prepare an asbestos investigation report and an asbestos abatement plan for Environmental Protection Department approval. Notify the EPD of the date of commencement of asbestos abate work at least 28 days in advance. Appoint a registered asbestos contractor to carry out the asbestos abatement work, and appoint a registered asbestos consultant to supervise the implementation of the asbestos abatement plan. It is an offense if the owner fails to comply with any of the above requirements. Detailed registers of asbestos professionals are given at EPD website. If you have more specific inquiries, you may contact the Asbestos Management and Control Section of Environmental Protection Department at 2755-3554.